A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pear. Let them know who made it. What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Pear Chardet, and I'm super excited that you're here. Now, if you're brand new to this podcast or this YouTube channel, make sure you hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any future episodes. Now, today I want to discuss how to bring your God-given vision to life, specifically according to God's word. So, without further ado, let's get into it. Sidebar. If you love my intro music, go ahead and stream my single, Keep Living by Pear Chardet, wherever you stream your music. Okay, so you have a God-given vision, and you're trying to figure out, how the heck do I bring this vision into reality? Now, God actually gives us specific directions in how to make sure we are walking down that path to fulfilling that vision. Now, to understand how to bring your vision into reality according to God's word, we must explore Habakkuk 2:2. And just to make sure our comprehension is thoroughly there by the end of this podcast, I'm going to read three different translations of this same verse. So if you have your Bibles handy, open up Habakkuk 2:2 and let's explore. The King James Version reads, "Write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." Now let's head over to the NIV version. It reads, "Write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets, so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay." Now, one thing I want you to take note of in the NIV version is that the word herald is defined as messenger bringing news. And the last version we're going to read is the Amplified version. And it reads, "Write the vision and engrave it plainly on clay tablets, so that the one who reads it will run. For the vision is yet for the appointed future time. It hurries towards the goal of fulfillment. It will not fail. Even though it delays, wait patiently for it, because it will certainly come. It will not delay." The word in the Amplified version I really want you to remember is patience. Now that we've explored God's word, how exactly do I bring my vision to life? Come on now, Paris. I hear the word. I love the word. Now break it down. I got you. Now I broke it down into 5 easy steps of how to actually bring your vision to life according to God's word, specifically based on this verse. Step 1, write the vision and make it plain. In other words, write out your vision in a shareable format. In present time, this may be a business plan, a pitch deck, a video, an essay, a proposition. You know, something that is in a shareable format that excites people when they see it, but also something that clearly showcases what the vision is and how you plan to achieve it. remember, this is a vision. So make sure it provokes vision in other people. Make it detailed so that the messenger will run with it. And that brings me to step two. Share the vision with messengers. Now, I know we have this culture of say less, you know, do the work. People will see it when it happens. And yes, that is applicable. But God clearly states we need to share this vision because there are people who need to take it and run with it. And in order for someone to run with it, they must know the idea exists. This also lets us know that there are people waiting on our ideas and our visions because their calling in life is to actually help speak it into existence and to also share the good news with others. Sometimes we keep all the good stuff to ourselves and wonder why it never happened. That's because we never shared the good news with messengers. We kept all the goodness to ourselves. So don't nobody know the idea or the vision exists. Look at it this way. How did the word of God make it into 2024? How did the world learn that Jesus was Lord and Savior when in his time there were no phones, no internet, no pagers, no AOL, no email, no voicemail? It was the power of word of mouth. Remember, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18:21. In this verse, messengers will run with your idea in excitement, thus speaking life into your vision and opening doors for you. Which brings us to step three. The vision has an appointed time. Remember, God is the giver of hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11, which means a vision is a future event of an appointed time. And God can show it to us because in its appointed time, it has already happened. This should also act as a confidence booster, knowing that a vision is simply a glimpse into the future. Step four, God is not a liar, nor is he a failure. It is important to remember the characteristics of God when following his word and his direction. Now, the best way to do this is to keep 1 Corinthians 13:4-8 in your heart. Now, if you're not familiar with 1 Corinthians 13:4-8, that's okay. No worries. Your girl got you. Just go listen to episode 8 titled God's Love, where I actually break down the characteristics of God for you. Step five, there may be a waiting period. Now, the scripture tells us that the vision may tarry, so wait on it. Meaning, in some cases, the vision may come to pass a lot sooner than someone else's vision, which may tarry. But whether it comes to pass quickly or over time, God is saying, just wait on it. In other words, patience is very much a part of you stepping into your vision. It's also very much a part of God's character, which is also broken down in episode 8 titled God's Love. So make sure y'all go check that out. But also, don't be dismayed if it feels like nothing is happening in correlation to your vision. Remember, this is a future event with its own timing, and there are things in between time that must happen in order for your vision to actually manifest. But also be aware that to wait means official attendance in court. Let me say that one more time. Also be aware that to wait means official attendance in court. So what you do while you wait will dictate. During your waiting season, I encourage you to worship, but also praise God for what is to come and what He's already done in your life. And in between time, always do what you know to do in the process. Waiting is your time in heaven's court. For more on waiting, please watch or listen to my episode called The Waiting, where I actually break that down for you in more detail. In conclusion, through it all, remember life is full of processes. So always remember Numbers 23:19, which reads, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Or every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. James 1:17. At the end of the day, when God gives you a vision, it's only a matter of time before it manifests itself in your lifeline. The only way you will not walk into your victory is if you walk away from the vision. So stay the course and use your gift of faith to get you through. Because in the words of the great maker of everything, it will surely come. It will not tarry. Because you deserve to live a great life. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. Make sure you head on over to www.madebypair.com to get your nightly affirmation journal, where I, with the help of the Holy Spirit, specifically created it to bring vision to life while also building up your relationship with God. And it also helps you sleep better. So go get it. Yes, it works. Also, while you're there, please join my newsletter called Word Up Wednesday, so that I can send you a midweek dose of inspo. And let me know in the comments below what your vision is. I want to celebrate with you and congratulate you for taking the leap to be great in Jesus' name. Well, that's all for today, folks. God bless. Don't stress. It's Peppers. Peppers. Peace.